Let's get into the conversation with Dr. Khumalo. He's in studio. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Thank How you are so you?
Fantastic. Yeah, a bit tired though, but yeah,
we are here. We're keeping the arts alive with you today because you wear multiple hats. Artist, educator, curator. How do these different roles influence your approach to showcasing art?
As an artist, of course, I mean, we are so inspired because I'm a visual artist. Yeah, so of course, curating, you just need to know how to execute work and how to where to place what, when, and how. So normally when I paint, I have series of work that I work on. So I believe it's the same thing that curators are doing. And of course, I wouldn't be able to make it if I didn't work with Sazini Mashaba. She's one of the fantastic curator.
Yeah.
And of course, the Pagama team was super brilliant. Yeah, so it was quite a fun experience. So this was my second time curating for Pagama. So this one was a total success. Of course, working with these fantastic artists that we selected, it made, you know, our work very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had a theme there, which it was like, show your true colors.
Yeah.
And the artists that we work with, their paintings were exactly what we were looking for. For a theme like that. So it wasn't so difficult to come up with all of that.
Yeah. Is it not difficult to kind of find the color in your life before you start being creative, or when you're curating all of these art pieces? And how do you manage to kind of bring those ideas to life?
I get that question a lot.
Yeah,
I guess it's part of being a creative.
Yeah,
it's part of being an artist. You know, we work with intuition. We see things that people can't see.
Yeah.
And of course, different inspirations, they align you with the purpose and with the theme, because I have a signature as an artist. So people will be able to come into a gallery and identify your work before they can see the signature. You see? So it takes time, of course, you know, throughout the years and the experiences, to finally find yourself and be able to be very expressive when it comes to your work. What type of textures are you using? What medium are you using? How do you then manipulate that and come up with who Doctor is? It really takes a lot of time.
Yeah,
so I believe that's one of the struggles that our artists are having. Which is to identify themselves within whatever craft that they're doing.
And I mean, collaboration seems to be a big part of the arts world today. How important is it for artists to build that network and work together?
Look, we live in Mpumalanga. Tourist attraction. It's very important, especially for us, because we do have clientele. It's just that our artists don't really have access to all of this clientele that is happening. So collaboration is really, really important for us, because we get to uplift each other, we get to grow. You know, I had an artist called Antonio that I was unaware of, and he's from around here. Super incredible guy, you know, very amazing work. So collaboration is quite important, because then we somehow have to self-motivate. You see, you're not sure whether what you're doing is really the right thing until you do a collaboration with somebody. And then you get to see what they're doing. And that brings, you know, back that confidence. And rest assured, collaborations are coming next year. I'm going to be working with a lot of artists here. And it's very shocking that we have so much talent here at home. We don't have to go elsewhere. It's just that they don't know how to go about this thing. Because us as creators, we only know how to paint. we forget the business part of it.
Yeah.
You see, because it is business.
Look, let me ask you, I mean, you're a creative. Do you think that, especially the African community, do we properly understand what it means to be a creative, to have this type of talent, and to have money, to make a living out of it?
I'll say this with confidence.
Yeah.
One of my biggest clients are the Black community.
Okay.
Right. Because my work is more Kasi vibe. I wanna bring the Kasi back, because I've once had an exhibition abroad and I've seen how we are so much misrepresented.
Uh-huh.
You see. So I wanted to bring the beauty in that chaos, yes, I guess.
Mm.
You know, those kids when they're playing,
yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah.
You get to learn things at basically. So if you can look at my work, it's really more about Black people doing this, you know. My clients are Black people, and I'm proud of them.
Okay, your clients are Black people. I get that.
It's not just Black people.
Do we really, especially in our disadvantaged communities? Yeah. Do you think we are a bit more understanding that talent can pay? Talent can take me somewhere? Do you think that the previous generations really understand that this is what I do, this is who I am, and I can make a living off it?
That's the biggest challenge. That's true, actually. And the answer is no. We don't understand this thing.
Mm.
We think it's a hobby.
Yeah.
It has been challenging for myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
To convince my parents and my folks that I want to do this, you know, it's difficult.
Mm.
And hence I said earlier on, there's a lot of artists that we have, but we don't know about, because they are constantly, by the situation around them, convinced that this is not going to work.
Mm.
You know, how are you going to sell your work? We're going to sell it too.
Mm.
You see, it's just a dream, but gift is there. So honestly, we there is that element of understanding what is this thing really, because it's so important, you know. And some of us, we born with this thing.
Yeah.
We didn't study it or pursue it. It's something that I just was able to do.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
So how do we evolve this creative landscape, especially for the emerging artists that are coming from these disadvantaged communities? How do we get the message out there? How do we evolve?
Perfect. I think Pagama is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect platform.
Mm-hmm.
Such events, they are, I can't even emphasize how important they are. You see, the more you do exhibitions, get to know other artists, research about it,
mm-hmm.
Learn about your craft,
mm.
because I believe that my work should speak on my behalf.
Yeah.
You know? So if you keep on working in your work and keep praying, of course, and just work, somebody somewhere will definitely see your work. And of course, do research about this thing. Go around shows. Art and culture, of course, they normally have exhibitions around. You know, there are exhibitions that are for free.
Mm-hmm.
And the entry is free. You just go there, display your work, and get used to the crowd. You know, the more they criticize your work, is the more you're getting used to the environment.
We're scared of being criticized.
Yeah, but, you know, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
That made me to grow to be an artist that I am.
Yeah.
Whether they're positive or negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got you. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. What can we expect in the next couple of months? We're already in 2026, actually.
Wish I can answer that. Yeah. I have a team, brilliant team that I'm working with. There's a lot that's coming. You guys will definitely know.
All right.
And I have an event tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Tell us about it.
Jock and Jiva.
It's a
Sip and Paints / exhibition.
Oh, Sip and Paints. I love Sip and Paints. Pretty cool. I think I'm going to come.
I would appreciate that. Super cool. Jock and Jiva in town. Some they call it Jock and
Grill.
So it's fantastic. sport there. We'll be dancing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing because tomorrow it's a rugby game. So later on, we'll be able to watch rugby.
Yes, so even better.
People should come over and it's not so expensive. It's mm-hmm. $350 mm-hmm. per person.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if it's a couple, there's a package.
Nice.
They don't have to worry about it. Just come there. Tomorrow we start at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And where can we get you? We'll have a lot of fun. On our socials?
Yes, Instagram, it's at Real Dr. Diza Khumalo.
Mm-hmm. At right. Real no, Dr. Diza Khumalo.
Yes, no space, no capital letter.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor is not the D-R, it's a D-O-C-T-O-R.
Okay.
Khumalo.
Thank you for coming. We wish you all the best. I think this is such a wonderful gift that you have. You know, being able to self-express through art is such a beautiful thing. So thank you for coming on to the show.
Much appreciated, guys.